A study by the Australian Academy of Science shows that Australian high school students have abandoned science in a big way in the last couple of decades. There's already evidence that the declining appetite for science is having a negative impact, and there's no sign that the downward trend will end. Australia's chief scientist has told AM the trend may put the future prosperity of the nation at risk, and it needs to be addressed, he says. Simon Lauder reports.
20 years ago, 94% of Year 11 and 12 students were enrolled in science subjects. Last year, that figure had dropped to 51%. The figures come from the Federal Education Department, and they've been examined in a study by the Australian Academy of Science. The lead author of the study, Professor Dennis Goodrum, says Australia's place has slipped in a global comparison of the scientific literacy of students.
If we want to prosper as a nation, then maths and science education become an important part of that ability to prosper.
I understand when it comes to international comparisons, the results of that decline are already there.
Yes, Australia is doing well, but we're not doing as quite as well as we once did, and other countries are overtaking us.
Professor Goodrum says there's no sign that science is about to return to popularity.
There's no evidence that the trend has stopped going down. There's evidence that the decrease is slowing, but one can't interpret that to say that it's troughed at this point in time.
The Academy of Science has found the subject has been attracting students who see it as a way to get into university, and the curriculum has become crowded and dry. The president of the Australian Science Teachers Association, Anna Davis, says the new national curriculum will have to engage students at a younger age.
We've got to have the students doing the science, not just being spectators on the side. And the report suggests that there is still a lot of copying of notes. The report suggests that there's still a lot of teacher demonstrations. And that means that we've got a lot of students who are sitting back being spectators, not being actively engaged.
The study was commissioned by Australia's chief scientist, Professor Ian Chubb. Professor Chubb says all Australians should be concerned by what's happening.
Well, I think they should be alarmed that there's a decline, whatever the numbers might be. And I think, the reality for us as an Australian community is when you look at the challenge that face us and our place in the world, then a lot of them are going to require science at the core of their solution.
What's at stake here with Australia's young people losing interest in science?
I wanted to leave to my kids and future generations a healthy, prosperous, tolerant Australia that's got cultural, economic, social prosperity, and I think that's the extent of that's at stake.
The report makes 8 recommendations, including reducing the content of science subjects to a realistic level and providing ongoing training for science teachers.
Simon Lauder.